You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 103 and verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We are told, or he told his soul, not to forget the benefit of God. That means that it is possible to forget. Did you know that it is possible that we forget the goodness of God? One of the things that make us forget the goodness of God is when you are going through a situation. Human beings are fond of doing that. When they have a present challenge in their life, they forget all the good that had been done to them. We do it to God and we do it to one another. The same person who had been there for you, because on one occasion that person was not able to meet your need, you go about saying he's a wicked person, this person is bad, this person is this, but that person has been the one that has been good to you. That person paid your school fees, that person helped you, that person fed you, but you needed money to travel out. That person couldn't bring that money out. That person may not even have that money. And then suddenly the person is now in your black book. He's a terrible person. That's the person who literally gave you life. Don't forget the goodness of God. Don't let the situation that you are going through make you forget God. If not for anything, you have bread. He said, let every man that has bread praise the Lord. You are breathing. You say nothing is working. I want to ask you, is your eye not working? How about your nose? Is it working? Your mouth is working. Your lungs, they are working. Your kidney, they are working. Your liver, it is working. Your stomach, do you know the masterpiece of the stomach? You will put different things. You will put water into it. You put food into it. You put bones into it. And it will work. Faithful servant. You don't need to do anything. It will take over. It will work. It will distribute the strength, the nutrient that should go into your body. The water waste, it will pass it through your kidney to your bladder. And then you pass it out. Other things that need to go out, it sends it out. He sends things to your liver to filter, to ensure they are safe for your blood. And you say nothing is working. The Bible says, forget not all his benefit. Forget not all his benefit. You are still living. You are here today. Many have died. Many have gone. Many have perished. Forget not his goodness. You are one of the few people on earth that call upon the name of Jesus. That in itself is enough. To know Jesus, to have assurance of eternal life, nothing compares to that. But you are still complaining because of just economic issues. You paint God as if God is not good. You paint God as if God has not been faithful to you, as if God has not been good to you. The fact that you are alive is his goodness. Did you know that? The fact that you are in health, you may even be in the hospital, but you are still alive. Before you came to that hospital, you were walking, you were fine. You were doing great. He said, forget not all his benefit. All his benefit. When you should have died in an accident, he saved you. You narrowly missed the plane that crashed. You could have died on the sea, but he kept you. A vehicle should have hit you on the road, but he saved you. Do you think you are better than all the people that they get hit and run and die? Do you think you are better than them? He has kept. He says, forget not all his benefit. Don't forget it. Brethren, God is good, though. Ah, this God, our God is good. When we say God is good, we don't just mean he's doing good. We mean he is good. He himself is the good. So any part of God you touch, you are touching goodness. Forget not his benefit. Bless him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefit. Look at what he says. All his benefit. Not some of his benefit. If you think back, you'll be in awe of God. You will fall down in worship. You will fall down in praise. When you think of his goodness, of his faithfulness, some of you just got married. You slept with your wife and you are having children. You don't even know that some people, it took them years to have a single child. But for you, the children were just coming one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Be grateful to God. Say, I have marital challenge. My husband has separated. He has gone to marry another person. He has gone to this. But you are alive. You are in Christ Jesus. You know the Lord. You know the Lord. God has been good to you. He has provided for you. He had lifted you up. He had been there for you. He had never left you, nor forsaken you. Remember his goodness. Don't forget all his benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.